Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our dark island skies, as well as what's happening in the simply massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips for our report. Aloha, Christopher. Welcome back. What do you have?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars and Saturn as they appear close together in the southern sky after sunset. They will be near the constellation of Scorpius, otherwise known as Maui's fishhook. The bright star Antares in Scorpius will form a triangle with the two planets, making for a great celestial show. The moon this week will be waning, and we shall see a return to dark skies, perfect for spotting faint stars and objects in the heavens.
And we have dark matter on the radar, I understand, this week, and a new discovery that is connected to the Mauna Kea summit.
We do indeed. Astronomers at two Mauna Kea observatories have announced that they have observed a mysterious new type of galaxy around 300 million light years from the Earth. What's strange about this new galaxy is that it appears to be composed of almost 99% dark matter. This galaxy is known as Dragonfly 44, and despite being as big as our own Milky Way, it only emits about 1% of the light.
So which observatories were involved, and also if you can help explain, how do you see something if it's a bunch of dark matter?
Well, the Keck Observatory was the first to observe it using a brilliant piece of kit called DMOS, the Deep Imaging Multi-Object Spectrograph. Follow-up observations were conducted at Gemini using the Gemini Multi-Object Spectrometer, or GMOS. Now, these two instruments are perfectly suited for spotting very dim, practically invisible objects in the universe.
And we hear a lot about dark matter, Christopher. Can you try to explain in layman's terms as much as possible what that is and what makes this galaxy so full of it?
Well, basically, dark matter is stuff we can't see because, you know, it's dark. It is thought to come in various shapes and sizes. Some dark matter could be dark clouds of gas and dust, and maybe dim planets and stars, as well as other objects that don't emit or reflect very much light. Another form of dark matter is thought to be more exotic and comes in the form of mysterious particles that we think exist, but we haven't directly detected them yet.
And so if there are more dark galaxies out there, Christopher, any chance some of those could be a bit closer than this one? We just can't see it, that it's there.
Absolutely. In fact, there may be dark galaxies very close to the Milky Way, and you can be assured that the astronomers on Mauna Kea will be turning the search closer to home in the hopes of learning more about these mysterious beasts.
Sounds fascinating. Christopher Phillips and another stargazer here on HPR. Thank you so much.
Well, welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.